In the fall of that year, I landed in Romania, the first step of a general survey on telecommunications in Central Europe. In a trendy restaurant in Bucharest, I was introduced to Eric, a French expatriate living in South Africa who had just arrived in Romania to visit a friend who worked for the same agency as me. We exchanged a few words eating a succulent goulash, then a few sentences while drinking local beer. Eric and I got on well very quickly. 3 years later, I was still working for the same agency, but now assigned to the headquarters in Madrid. I was still traveling, but much less than before. During a short visit to South Africa to oversee a report, I met Eric again, who was the local contact for all journalists of our press agency visiting South Africa. Eric, who had been working for the tire manufacturer Michelin in Johannesburg for 7 years, explained to me that he was tired of the Rainbow Nation and wanted to return to Europe, possibly Madrid. Generously, I offered him my ghost apartment, considering I only stayed there 4 months per year, as a provisional place to stay for his hypothetical arrival in Spain. 3 weeks later, in between two flights, I got a phone call from Eric. He had just landed in Madrid and had nowhere to stay. My offer was still open, so Eric settled temporarily in my apartment until he found his own place. He stayed there for 3 months. A year later, I finished working for this international press agency, after 7 years of good and loyal service. After all those trips around the world, I was a little jaded and not very enthusiastic to be looking for a new job as an employee. It is then that I bumped into Eric in a coffee place, who since that time had found a new apartment and a new job, and just left this new job. Small world. What about doing something together? What about setting up our own company? On that spring afternoon in Madrid, this discussion around an espresso changed our professional destiny forever. It was clear to us, we'd set something up together in Madrid. But what? Conclusion of the chapter. Chance occasionally organizes things rather well. I did not give a second thought to decide if I was right to associate myself with someone I hardly knew. I just followed my instinct and the first feeling I had when I met this person. Even in the most difficult times we had to go through, I've never regretted my association with Eric. My advice. Just follow your instinct and find the right partner. Instinct is the first and the true feeling not affected by any outside judgment. My second tip is, don't ask your relatives for their opinions about your association. This may sound rough to hear, but it's the truth. You're the only person who can really judge if you will get on well working with other people. Your close relatives may have their own opinion about it, but at the end of the day, they are not the ones who will be working on a daily basis with those people. To sum up, let's just say that you must skip the rational when choosing your partner in order to follow your instincts. Find an idea, or not. Setting up a business when one does not have a proper idea makes things a little bit more difficult, but does not make things impossible. That's why the system of franchising was invented. I don't want to offend franchisees nor franchisors, but one must acknowledge that the franchising system allows an existing idea to be exploited if one has some capital to invest. According to its definition, franchising is an arrangement where one party, the franchisor, grants another party, the franchisee, the right to use its trademark or trade name, as well as to produce and market a good or service according to certain specifications and for a certain period of time. This system comes from the United States back in 1851, when the famous manufacturer of sewing machines, Singer, realizing that it could not distribute all its products by itself, started to rely on independent distributors linked to Singer by a franchising agreement. Therefore, the Madrid Franchising Trade Fair is where we decided to meet with the objective of finding an idea to exploit. Thanks to our sacrifices as expatriates, we had some reasonable savings to invest in our new business and to provide us financial self-sufficiency for some time. My partner and I had agreed that the amount of the investment should not be the main obstacle for our new business, within certain limits, of course, if the potential of business was high. In the early 2000s, Spain was one of the economic tigers of Europe, despite the fact that lots of brands and companies were not yet present in this market. So the Madrid Franchising Fair is the place to be if your dream is to become an entrepreneur. After having been around for long hours, our attention was drawn to the booth of a Portuguese manufacturer of fashion accessories that I shall call Bijou. Fashion accessories, for those who don't know, include necklaces, earrings, pendants, and bags, among other things. The products looked good, they seemed to be of good quality, and they were relatively cheap because they were made in Portugal. Apart from Eastern Europe, Portugal is the European